batsman, Kevin Bullen, to the field for tonight's Windermere first pick. Kevin is a designated runner and owner of Windermere's professional partner, serving jokers and clients throughout the Pierce County for the last 20 years. Kevin loves when we get everyone together for client appreciation events such as tonight. And Kevin, we want to thank you so much for bringing yourself and your partners to Windermere and joining us for tonight's game. All right, Kevin, when you're ready, let's see that arm of yours. All right, come on, Kevin. Well done.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees. It is game two of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers lost the opener yesterday, a day game yesterday here at Cheney Stadium. Salt Lake took it 6-5 unusual game in that it was 5-5 after just two innings and kind of sloppy at the beginning with a lot of walks and errors. But then all of a sudden, the pitching got under control, the defense improved, and we got into a real pitcher's duel for the last seven innings of the game, a bullpen duel, really. And the Bees scored the only run after the second inning on an RBI double by Jordan Adams with two outs in the sixth. That ended up being the winner. They won the game yesterday 6-5, the final. So the Red Ears looking to even up the series with a win today, also looking to end a little three-game losing streak. They're going to send Tommy Malone to the mound. Malone's 3-1 with a 4.47 ERA. He'll be opposed by the veteran right-hander for Salt Lake, Cesar Valdez, who's 4-3 with a 6.66 ERA. Tacoma and Salt Lake, game two of the six-game series. Right here's had a bunch of roster moves today. We'll get you caught up. These are big ones. We'll get you caught up when our pregame show continues right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Tacoma taking on Salt Lake today. Game two of this six-game series and a six-game homestand that runs through Sunday. We've got night games coming up each night at 7:05 tomorrow and Friday, then 6:05 on Saturday, and a day game on Sunday at 1:35. Visit TacomaRainiers.com for ticket information, promotions, all that stuff. Well, the Red Ears with some roster moves today. Big move today. Mason McCoy got traded. The Seattle Mariners traded the Red Ears infielder McCoy, who's one of the best defensive infielders in franchise history. And McCoy moved to the Toronto Blue Jays in exchange for relief pitcher Trent Thornton, who's pitched a lot of the majors the last 3 years, although Thornton currently on option assignment to AAA, so he's going to be joining the Red Ears likely tomorrow. So Trent Thornton coming to the Red Ears with Buffalo in the IL this year. He's 5-1 with a 4.18 ERA. Mason McCoy goes to Buffalo, the Blue Jays AAA team, having another good year for the Red Ears, just a wizard on defense. And the Red Ears are definitely going to miss him on the defensive side of things for sure. We wish him the best with Toronto. Hopefully he'll get that first call up to the big leagues that he has been awaiting. Also today, Casey Sadler officially joins the team. He's off the injured list. And Sadler is in the Red Ears bullpen and available today. Connor Wade, the pitcher, has been released by the Seattle Mariners organization. So that's your roster update. We'll check out the starting lineups after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, 47-49 on the year. Manager is Keith Johnson. Leading off, center fielder Jordan Adams. Batting second, shortstop David Fletcher. Kevin Padlow hits third. He's at third base. Daniel Murphy bats cleanup at first. Hitting fifth, the second baseman Jack Lopez. Zach Humphreys catches. He's in the sixth hole. Jared Oliva hits seventh. He's in left field. Batting eighth, right fielder Brett Phillips. Hitting ninth, DH Chris Oakey. Their pitcher, Cesar Valdez. 4-3, 6.66 ERA. The Rainiers are 47-50 under John Russell. The Mariners AAA club will lead off with Sam Haggerty. He's at third base. Batting second, left fielder Cooper Hummel. Hitting third, Didi Gregorius at shortstop. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Jake Shiner. Batting fifth is Zach Deloach. He's in center field. Hitting sixth, DH Adam Engel. Mark Mathias hits seventh. He's in right. Batting eighth, doing the catching is Pedro Severino. And hitting ninth, second baseman Riley Unruh. On the mound, Tommy Malone. Malone getting started with his warm-ups right now. We'll be back with the first pitch at the beginning of today's game right after this.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to begin. Tommy Malone is ready to go. Jordan Adams stands in the batter's box, and here's the first pitch of the game, and it is taken for a ball a little bit inside, a check swing, and he held up in time. So 1-0 the count to Jordan Adams. Breeze blowing in from center field here at Cheney today as Adams fouls one away. 71 degrees they announced as the game time temperature. And we've got partly cloudy skies in Tacoma. Here's the 1-1 pitch on its way to Adams. And it is bounced right back to the mound. Malone fields it. Little toss over to Shiner at first for the putout. And one man's gone at the top of the first inning. Tommy Malone making his 13th start for the Rainiers. 36-year-old veteran out of USC. Has a record of 3 wins and 1 loss with a 4.47 ERA. Tremendous changeup and control for Tommy Malone. 54 1/3 innings this year. Has 49 strikeouts, 18 walks. He'll work on David Fletcher now. And the pitch to Fletcher is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Malone's usually in the 85 to 88 mile per hour range with his fastball, has very good command, and then the plus changeup, and there it is right there, and he gets a swing and a miss from Fletcher, and the count's even now, 1-1. Now Malone into his motion, Next pitch, swung on, hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul and out of play down near the B's bullpen. We're using the automated ball strike system today. That means that the computer is calling the balls and strikes and relaying the information to an earpiece in the right ear of Aaron Higgins, our home plate umpire. Here's a swing and a tapper to the right of the mound. Very slowly hit. This is trouble. Picked up by Unroe, and he shovels it to first, and it is not in time. An infield single for Fletcher. Just a little grounder to the right of the mound, and the new second baseman, Riley Unroe, with the pick and shovel with the glove play and scooping it accurately to Shiner, but Fletcher just beat it out. So David Fletcher now with a 21-game hitting streak in the Pacific Coast League. And he's on with one out, and now Kevin Padlow is the batter, former Rainier and Mariner. The pitch from Malone to Padlow is a breaking ball inside and high. Padlow hitting .247 for Salt Lake with 8 homers, 29 runs batted in. Now the 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0, and now a belated throw down to first by Pedro Severino to see if Fletcher might be daydreaming, but he wasn't. He got back to the bag. Now the 2-0 pitch, swing and miss, and the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Kevin Padlow. And the next pitch is a fastball in at the knees for a strike. 87 on the gun, and the count's even now, 2-2. Malone with tons of major league experience. Ready now with his 2-2 pitch, and it is down low, ball three. If you play the Immaculate Grid, here's what you need to know. Malone's been in the majors with the Washington Nationals, Oakland A's, Minnesota Twins, Milwaukee Brewers, New York Mets, Seattle Mariners, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, Toronto Blue Jays. Here's a grounder to third, fielded by Haggerty. His throw to first is in time for the out. They get Padlow for the second out of the inning, then try to catch Fletcher rounding second base, but he gets back in. So... no, they say Padlow was safe at first. We'll get another look at this on MILB TV. Haggerty with a nice pick behind third, threw the one hopper to first. Ah, Shiner didn't catch it cleanly. The ball came out of his mitt. And Padlow is being credited with an infield single, but the throw was there in time to get him. Although it was not an ordinary effort play, so no error is charged. Two on, one out for Daniel Murphy, the veteran, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Murphy hitting .297 for Salt Lake in his comeback bid in 23 games. One homer, 16 runs batted in. Now the 1-0 pitch is fouled out of play, and the count's even, 1-1. So two infield singles result in two men on for Salt Lake with one out. Now Malone ready. The 1-1 pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Daniel Murphy. The 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, and Murphy lays off of that. Murphy, former Met and Colorado Rocky. Malone's the oldest member of the Rainiers. Salt Lake has two players older than him, both playing in this game, Daniel Murphy and the pitcher, Cesar Valdez. 2-2 pitch to Murphy. inside, ball three. Full count to Daniel Murphy. A little trouble in the first here because of these infield singles. Full count pitch on its way to Daniel Murphy from Malone, and it is outside with a breaking ball, and that's going to load him up, ball four. So Fletcher takes third, Padlo down to second, and Murphy on at first with a walk. Bases are loaded for Jack Lopez of Salt Lake, who hit a homer yesterday in the first inning. And Lopez has actually hit a grand slam previously this season. He only has five homers all year. Hitting 299, though, with 41 runs batted in. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike one. Rainiers can get out of this with a double play grounder. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up in the air to shallow center. Back goes Unroe, the second baseman, called off by Deloach, the center fielder, who makes the catch, and there's out number two. So a pop fly behind second base, the center fielder making the play. And now Zach Humphries is the hitter. Humphries, the catcher for Salt Lake, hitting 273 in 23 games. One homer, 12 runs batted in. Now the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Malone trying to escape a jam here in the top of the first inning on this Wednesday evening in Tacoma. 0-1 pitch. Up high, one ball, one strike. Now Malone into his motion, the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards right center, a high fly. Plenty of time for Deloach and Mathias to get there. And Mathias, the right fielder, makes the catch. And Salt Lake does not score. In the top of the first inning, no runs, two hits, both infield singles, no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first, Salt Lake nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Salt Lake did not score in the top of the first, and now the Rainiers come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. Sam Haggerty leading things off, and the switch hitter will bat left-handed against Cesar Valdez, the changeup artist, and a crafty righty if such a thing exists, and his first pitch to Sam Haggerty is outside for a ball 1-0. Haggerty hitting 299 with three homers and a 388 on base percentage. It's been hot recently, too, and he takes the next one inside for a ball, 2-0. Haggerty yesterday reached base three times for the Red Ears with two hits and a walk. Also drove in a run with a sack fly. He swings and hits one in the air to right field, and moving towards the foul line is Brett Phillips, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the first inning. Cooper Hummel will be the next batter. Hummel hitting in the two spot in the order today. As look for the Red Ears lineup to maybe get a different look to it in coming days, as John Russell has to figure out some new personnel and what he's working with. As here's one inside to Hummel. Hummel's been hitting towards the bottom of the lineup recently, but today in the two hole, the Red Ears lost Taylor Trammell and Cade Marlowe recently to big league call-ups. And those were, you know, two of the top run producers on the club. Here's a pitch in for a strike, 1-1. And then now McCoy gets traded. Mason McCoy traded today to the Toronto Blue Jays. So now the 1-1 pitch to Hummel is outside for a ball. Two-one pitch coming, and it's grounded to the right side, scooped up at second by Jack Lopez, and he throws out Hummel at first, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning, and now D.D. Gregorius is the hitter. Gregorius. Left-hand hitter. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. It's 0-1. Gregorius at 177 in 19 games for Tacoma. He swings and hits one in the air to right, but it's right to Brett Phillips, who hauls it in for the out, and the inning is over. Some solid contact there from Gregorius, but he is retired, and that does it for the Red Ears in the first. Cesar Valdez sets down the side in order. We go to the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
No score after one inning of play today between Tacoma and Salt Lake. Game two of this six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. Salt Lake's had the advantage in the season series between these two teams. They've played 13 times already. Salt Lake has won eight. The Rainiers have won five. They're pretty much dead even in the standings, though. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Jared Oliva. 0-1 the count to Oliva, who's hitting 240 with six homers. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Misses high. 1-1. Tacoma enters play today 47-50. Salt Lake is 47-49. 1-1 pitch is popped up on the infield, and Haggerty, the third baseman, calls for it, coming in, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the second inning. So Oliva pops up to the third baseman, And now Brett Phillips is the hitter. Phillips. Major leaguer for several different teams. World Series hero at one time, and the pitch from Malone is swung on and fouled back. Phillips has played in 39 AAA games this year for Salt Lake. He's also been in the big leagues with the Angels, and he's hitting .230 with two homers in the PCL. A one pitch is lined down the left field line. On the move is Hummel, but this is foul. No balls, two strikes. So Malone out ahead of the count, 0-2. And the pitch is up high. Pedro Severino behind the plate calling for the elevated fastball there, and Phillips didn't go after it. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball, bounce to the right side, and Unroe charges it, tries the glove flip again, and this time he gets it to Shiner in time for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the second inning. Riley Unroe, by the way, making his first start for the Rainiers. He came off the bench and helped the Rainiers win a game in Sacramento last weekend. Had a big hit, in fact, in that game. In extra innings. Here's the pitch now to Oki, and it's taken down low for a ball. Unroe's been playing at AA Arkansas all season until just a few days ago. 1-0 pitch to Oki is low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 to the Salt Lake DH, Chris Oki, normally a catcher, but DHing today. And there's a fastball for a called strike, 2-1. Malone into his motion, and his next pitch is a fastball, called a strike on the very bottom inside corner of the zone right there. And it's 2-2. To Oki, and Malone can really work the edges of the strike zone. Here's the 2-2, and it is swung on and blooped to the second baseman Unroe, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down at the top of the second inning. Malone sets down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Jake Shiner leading off as Cesar Valdez retired the side in order in the first. And the righty with the first pitch slider to Shiner that's in there for a called strike, 0-1. Cesar Valdez from the Dominican Republic. A real vet of this game and this league. So there's a check swing strike by Shiner. And Valdez has done it all in baseball. He's played in multiple countries. Now the 0-2 is breaking ball called. Strike three on the outside edge. And Shiner goes down looking. One out. Valdez has pitched in the majors. He's been a closer in the majors. He's been a starter in the minors. He's played numerous winters in winter ball in his native country, the Dominican Republic, which is a very popular league down there, the Winter League in the Dominican. So here's his pitch to Zach Deloach. Down and in for a ball. Deloach hitting 291 with 11 homers, 398 on base percentage. Didn't play yesterday, so he's had a couple days off in a row since Sunday. And he swings and bounces one towards first. That's fielded behind the bag by Murphy, and he'll beat Deloach there for the unassisted putout. And two men are gone at the bottom of the second inning. Now Adam Engel will be the hitter. Engel DHing today. Hitting 277 with six homers in 38 games for Tacoma. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. First pitch slider from Valdez. He's going heavy sliders here this inning. He's known for his changeup, which even has a unique nickname, the Dead Fish Changeup. You know, it's his pitch is good if it has a nickname. So there's a pitch in there for a strike now. 0-2 the count. He can throw the changeup from different release points, and he has different forms of movement on the pitch depending on how he releases it. He's a craftsman on the hill. There's his 0-2 pitch to Engel. And, up and in, and it hit Engel in the helmet. 85 miles per hour. He's immediately up on his feet and says he's fine and is okay. The Red Ears trainer, Eric Quinney's jogging out there to go check on him, as is John Russell, but Engel doesn't want to hear it. But he did just get hit in the helmet, so he knows the trainer's got to talk to him. But Engel was backing away from that. It hit the helmet, knocked it off his head, but he immediately got on his feet and seems to be indicating that he's okay. Get another look at this on MILB TV. And it hit a very well, a part of him that was very well protected by the helmet. So he's all right. He's going to stay in there. And Mark Mathias is now the batter. Mathias stands in, and the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away, and the count's even, 1-1. Well, Engel has now reached base in 16 straight games, although that was not how he imagined he was going to be reaching base tonight. It's not how he was planning on doing it. Next pitch is lined towards left center. There's a base hit for Mathias. Over to get the ball is Oliva. On his way to third is Engel, and he will make it there. It's a single for Mathias, and the Red Ears have runners at the corners with two outs. Mark Mathias with a single to left center. And now Pedro Severino will be the hitter. Severino had a big game exactly 1 week ago in Sacramento. as here's one down low for a ball. And he only plays usually twice a week as he's the number two catcher behind O'Keefe. But he started on Wednesday in Sacramento, and he had a two-run homer and a two-run double in that game and drove in four runs in a Rainiers victory. 1-0 pitch, swung on and smashed left side, speared by Padlo, his throw to first in the dirt, and that's picked by Murphy for the out. And the inning is over. Some nice flashing of the leather at the quarters by the Salt Lake Bees. And that does it for the Rainiers. Severino hit it hard, but Padlo made the play. No runs on a hit and two runners left on base. We go to the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the third inning of play. Tommy Malone on the mound, and he'll face the top of the order here. Jordan Adams, David Fletcher, and Kevin Padlo. Well, here's the pitch to Adams, who takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Adams grounded out to the pitcher his first time up, so he's 0-1 today. Really nice crowd on hand here on this Wednesday night in Tacoma. The ballpark's nice and full as here's a pitch up and away to Adams for a ball, 1-1. Correction, 2-0, and this pitch is now popped up, foul, and speaking to the crowd, you're getting a souvenir, and it's into the seats on the first base side. 2-1 the count. Now the 2-1 from Malone is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Malone does not have a strikeout yet. He's been getting all kinds of weak contact. The two hits he allowed in the first were both infield singles. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Adams, and this one's hit in the air to right. This is struck pretty well. Back is Mathias towards the track. He makes the catch. Angling towards the corner on the edge of the warning track, Mathias hauls that in, and one man is out at the top of the third inning. And now David Fletcher will bat. He reached on an infield dribbler in the first. That extended his hitting streak in this league to 21 consecutive games. Pitch from Malone is a fastball inside, ball one. Fletcher's PCL hitting streak of 21 games did have an interruption when he got called up to the big leagues. Here's a fly to right, and Mathias with a more routine play makes the catch, and two men are gone. I think his streak, I believe, was at 16 when he got called up by the Angels, spent a couple weeks in the big leagues with the Angels, then gets optioned back to AAA. Well, the hitting streak in the PCL is still live when he comes back, and he's kept it going and is at 21 now. Here's Padlo. He had an infield single in the first, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a foul tip, and that caught Severino's gear, but he's all right, nodding and saying he's fine. One ball, two strikes to Padlo. One-two pitch. Called strike three. Froze him with a heater. And down goes Padlo, and that's Malone's first strikeout of the evening. Three up, three down. He's retired eight in a row. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the third. Riley Unroe, Sam Haggerty, and Cooper Hummel to come to the plate this inning. Three consecutive switch hitters who will all bat left-handed against Valdez. Riley Unroe in his first start for Tacoma. 1-for-2 since coming up from AA Arkansas. And he smacks the first pitch into center field for a base hit and takes the turn at first and holds there as Adams gets the ball back in, and Riley Unroe, first pitch swinging, has a leadoff single in the bottom of the third. This is not Unroe's first go-around in AAA, despite having been at AA Arkansas all season. He has some brief stints at this level with other teams, including one with Salt Lake a few years back. There's the pitch now to Haggerty, and it's down and in for a ball, 1-0. Unroe at AA Arkansas stole 11 bases in 15 attempts. He has his lead being held on by Daniel Murphy. First pitch drilled towards right. This is deep. This is back. This is gone. Sam Haggerty with a two-run homer, and the Raiders are on the board. 2-0 Tacoma as Sam Haggerty connects for his fourth home run of the season. Got a sinker from Valdez and lifted it out of here to right field. Valdez has been a little home run prone this year. That's the 16th homer he's given up in 76 innings. Cooper Hummel now the batter, and he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Next offering on its way. And it swung on and lined up the middle, and that's into center field. A base hit for Hummel, so he has a single. Three consecutive hits here in the bottom of the third inning. Cooper Hummel stroking a single to center field. And now D.D. Gregorius is the batter. Gregorius lined out to right field his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is hit deep and foul down the right field line. Home run distance, but foul. Right here's up 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Next pitch down and in. 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch, down and in for a ball. 2-2. Two-two pitch. Check swing, he went that strike three, and that's the first out of the inning. A changeup down low, and Gregorius couldn't stop himself from going after it. Strikeout number 2 for Valdez, 1 out, and now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Shiner struck out looking his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Now the pitch is outside and low for a ball, 1-0. Toss to first base and back in safely is Hummel. There goes the runner. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second base is offline, and it caroms into shallow left. Hummel's trying to go to third, and he'll make it there. The throw from Zach Humphreys was offline to the left of the second base bag, and it hit the leg, I think, of Jack Lopez trying to cover and bounced out into shallow left. So it's a steal and an error. There will go to the catcher on the throw, is traditionally what they do there. And runner at third, 1 out, 1-1. Infield in now, and the pitch is outside for a ball. So 2-1 to Jake Shiner, who has a great RBI opportunity right here. He's the league leader with 82 runs batted in this season. 2-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yeah, says the first base umpire, and the count's even, 2-2. Shiner hasn't driven in a run in a while. Not since last Tuesday in Sacramento. 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Here comes the 3-2 on its way. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a changeup down low, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Valdez. Two away, runner at third for Zach Deloach. Shiner chasing ball four right there. But that's that elite changeup from Cesar Valdez. Deloach grounded out his first time up, and he takes a strike, 0-1. One pitch, swing and a miss. And another change. Count goes to 0-2. Hummel at third with two outs. And the pitch. Swung on and lined up the middle and into center field. A base hit, and scoring is Hummel. Zach Deloach with the two-out RBI single, and the Red Ears lead it 3-0. Deloach singles to center, picks up his 52nd RBI of the season, gets the hit on an 0-2 pitch. Now Adam Engel will be the batter, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and lined towards left, and that's going to get down and roll towards the gap. Cutting it off is Oliva. Deloach goes to third. He'll stop there. And in at second base with a double is Adam Engel. And the Red Ears rally continues. Runners are at second and third with two outs for Mark Mathias. Engel with his sixth double as a Red Ear and 10th in the Pacific Coast League this season, as he also spent some time with El Paso early in the year. So two men in scoring position with two down for Mathias, who singled his first time up last inning. And the pitch from Valdez swung on and hit high in the air to shallow center. Coming in on it is Adams. Still coming in, long run, but he gets there and makes the catch for the final out. And that does it. Nice inning for the Red Ears, though. Eight men come to the plate, and they score three runs. They do it with five hits. There was an error and two runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Three nothing. Rainiers lead Salt Lake. We go to the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Daniel Murphy, Jack Lopez, and Zach Humphreys to come to the plate here at the top of the fourth. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Murphy. There's strike one. Malone's thrown 47 pitches through three innings. He has retired the last eight men to come to the plate. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Murphy, and it is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Murphy, career 297 hitter in the big leagues, retired and is now trying a comeback. He takes inside for a ball, 2-1. Now Malone's next pitch, breaking ball, called a strike, and that evens things up, but 2-2. Nice slider there. And Murphy looks at the umpire and says, "You kidding me? The robot umpire really called that a strike?" Yep. Two-two pitch coming. And it is swung on and popped up, foul, third base side. Haggerty in foul territory near the end of the dugout, reaches into the camera well and can't get it, just a little short. And that is simply a foul ball. And Sam Haggerty up close and personal with our MILB TV viewers. Maybe a little too up close and personal. But right into the camera well on this pop-up. Just barely missed making what would have been a spectacular catch. Two-two pitch. Swung out and hit in the air toward shallow left center. Hummel comes in and he makes the catch, and there's the first down. Murphy is retired. Cooper Hummel making the play in shallow left. And now Jack Lopez will be the hitter. Lopez was up with the bases loaded and one out of the first inning, and Malone got him to fly out to very shallow center field. Too shallow to score the run. Malone's pitch, fastball, called a strike. 0-1. Now breaking ball, called a strike. 0-2. Foul ball from Lopez, still 0-2. Malone got his first strikeout last inning. Here's the 0-2 to Lopez, down in the dirt with a change. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Lopez, and there's the second strikeout for Tommy Malone. That's 10 in a row that he is retired. And now Zach Humphries is the batter. Humphries flied out to right field in the first. He's 0-1. And the pitch is down and in. Check swing, and he held up in time. Red Ears up 3-0. We're in the top of the fourth. Pitch in for a strike, 1-1. Next pitch misses, 2-1. Ball three, down and in. 3-1 pitch, swung on, bounced sharply to third, but there's Haggerty. He has it and fires to first. Close play, safe at first base. Humphreys is aboard with this infield single, I believe they'll call this. Haggerty gloved it, made a strong throw to first, but it did pull Shiner off the bag coming in towards home plate. Well, we'll see how they score that. Runner on at first with two outs, and now Jared Oliva will be the batter. They've given Humphreys an infield single. So three hits for Salt Lake in this game, all infield singles. Pitch to Oliva is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Oliva popped up his first time up. Now a grounder up the middle, and the second baseman, Unroh, drops it, picks it up, throws to first, too late. And there are two on with two out. And this one's going to be ruled an error on the second baseman, Riley Unroh. He was on the other side of the bag, but didn't field it cleanly. And that cost him his opportunity to throw out Oliva at first base. So two on, two out for Brett Phillips. Suddenly Salt Lake with the tying run at the plate. Phillips grounded out to Unroh his first time up. Malone's pitch in a left versus left situation is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch. Breaking ball low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a foul back, and the count moves to 2-1. One pitch, low it away, ball three. So this situation developed out of two outs, no one on. Humphreys reaching on the infield hit, and then Oliva on the air, and ball hasn't been hit out of the infield, but there are two men on with two outs, and Malone's behind in the count to the veteran Brett Phillips, 3-1. And here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. So the count's now full, 3-2. Here comes the payoff. Breaking ball, called strike three, and Phillips knew it. He goes down looking, and Malone gets the strikeout to escape the top of the fourth inning. No run score on a hit. There was an error and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing. Pedro Severino to lead things off at the bottom of the fourth. Cesar Valdez with a first pitch breaking ball. He gets a swing and a miss for a strike. 0-1 the count. Severino grounded out his first time up. The third baseman, Padlo, making a nice play on his sharply hit grounder. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. We'll take a look at what happened around the Coast League in last night's games. Sears one down low for a ball. The Red Ears and Bees played a day game that Salt Lake won 6-5, and then all the other games in the league were played at night last night. 2-1 pitch to Severino. Bounced foul, 2-2. The Round Rock Express entered play yesterday in first place of the second half standings, but now they're in a big tie, as El Paso beat Round Rock last night 5-2. Game was played in El Paso. 2-2 pitch, line down the left field line, fair ball, and Severino is around first. He's on his way to second, and he'll make it there with a stand-up double. Pedro Severino with a double down the left field line, and that starts the bottom of the fourth inning. Severino doubles off Valdez, and now Riley Unroe will bat. He singled to start the three-run rally last inning and scored a run. So El Paso beat Round Rock 5-2, and that's a low-scoring game in itself for that ballpark in El Paso, Southwest University Park. Here's a swing and a grounder foul. The two teams combined for just 11 hits. Eggie Rosario hit a three-run homer for the Chihuahuas. And their starting pitcher, Jake Room, struck out 11 over 5 2/3 innings, giving up two runs and picking up a win. Owen 1 to Unroe. Severino at second, and the pitch is swung on, bounced towards first. Fielding it is Murphy, and he'll take it himself to the base to put out Unroe, and advancing to third is Severino. So runner at third with one out for Sam Haggerty, who pulled a two-run homer to right field last inning. Infield drawn in now. Runner at third, one out. And the pitch to Haggerty, taken for a strike. Oklahoma City won at Reno last night 13-6, as the Dodgers got into the spirit of playing at Greater Nevada Field, collecting 18 hits. 0-1 pitch down and in. Very high scoring ballpark there in Reno. Trace Thompson on a rehab assignment for the Oklahoma City Dodgers hit two doubles and a homer. Hunter Fiducia, their catcher, had four hits, including a homer, drove in two. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball. Albuquerque moved back into a tie for first place by beating Sacramento 9-6. Coco Montez had four hits with two doubles and three runs batted in. 2-1 pitch to Haggerty, down low. The Isotopes also had three hits and a homer from Winton Bernard, the veteran outfielder. Sacramento had a homer from Marco Luciano, and then he got called up by the Giants today. 3-1 pitch, chopped over Murphy at first and down the right field line, and that's a hit for Haggerty. And scoring is Severino, and Haggerty's going to end up at second base with an RBI double, and the Red Deers lead 4-0. Haggerty hit this straight into the ground and got a big bounce over the head of Murphy at first base. He was drawn in with the infield in and couldn't make a play on that ball. So it is 4-0 Rainiers. And they have a speedy guy at second base in Haggerty with one out for Cooper Hummel, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And he launches one down the right field line. It's hooking, and it is a foul ball. It had a real violent hook to it. No question about the home run distance. And it did start out fair, but it hooked sharply. This was a hard breaking slider. And the umpire called that foul. You be the judge if you're watching on MILB TV, but no argument from Hummel, and he had a good look at it too. So Owen won the count. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. 1-1. So yeah, the Giants called up Marco Luciano, who made his AAA debut a week ago today against the Red Deers in Sacramento. He had been called up from AA where he was hitting just .238. He had a few hits in the series against the Red Deers. He hit his first AAA homer against Tacoma. He hit the ball to all fields. He looked pretty good. He looked the part. He didn't look like he was going to get called up to the big leagues, though, and that's what happened. He's only 21 years old. So here's one down low to Hummel. But the Giants are on a real youth movement. They've already got Luis Matos in the big leagues, and they've got the rookie infielder, Casey Schmidt, the rookie catcher, Patrick Bailey, and they said, why not? Let's throw Luciano into the mix. So he gets called up after just 6 AAA games. 3-1 pitch to Hummel is low, ball 4. Didi Gregorius now the batter. Right here's up. 4-0 here in the bottom of the fourth, and we're getting a visit to the mound from the Salt Lake Bees pitching coach, Darren Ebert. No action in their bullpen, although there are some guys starting to stretch and loosen up. Valdez was one of the top pitchers in this league last year, going 10-5 with a 3.94 ERA. He has not been able to match that this year. And the Rainiers have gotten to him for 4 runs. Play ready to resume. Gregorius stands in with 2 on and 1 out, and the pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. One other game yesterday, Vegas hit 4 homers and beat Sugarland 8-4. That game was at Las Vegas Ballpark. Valdez bluffs a pickoff move to second. In the standings, Albuquerque, Vegas, Oklahoma City, and Round Rock are all 14-8 in the second half and tied in first place. Here's a pitch inside to Gregorius. And then Tacoma, Salt Lake, and Reno are all 10-12 in the second half and tied in fifth place behind the four teams that are tied in first place, all 4 games back. Gregorius lines one into right, and that's a base hit. And coming around third is Haggerty. He's headed home. He's going to score. Going all the way to third base is Hummel. But now they've got Gregorius hung up between first and second. Hummel breaks home. They throw home. Hummel goes back to third, and he makes it safely. And Gregorius ends up at second, and that worked out really well for the Red Ears, who now lead this game 5-0. A line drive single to right, and Phillips, who has a great arm, threw to third to see if he could get Hummel. Gregorius thought, all right, I'll try to take second, but that is where the trouble started. But then Hummel broke home, drew the throw to the plate, and then got back to third safely. And Gregorius ended up at second base. It is a single for Gregorius, and he takes second on the throw. He gets an RBI, and runners are at second and third for Shiner, who just took ball one. Next pitch, outside, 2-0. Shiner's had trouble with Valdez today, 0-2 with two strikeouts, but right now he's well out ahead of the count, 2-0. Next pitch coming, and it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side, and the count moves to 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss at the change, and the count's even 2-2. Infield in for the Bees again, with Hummel at third and Gregorius at second and one out. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Shiner, and that's low ball three. It's that same changeup he struck out swinging on last inning, but this time Shiner took it. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Shiner back in there now. Here's the payoff. Swung on and looped out into right. On comes Phillips. He's there. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Hummel. He's going for it. The throw from Phillips. Not in time. Hummel scores, and the Red Ears make it a 6-0 lead on a sacrifice fly for Jake Shiner. This was an aggressive send. Phillips has a good arm. And Phillips uncorked a one hopper to the plate. But Hummel able to get as far away from the catcher as possible within the base path and slid behind the plate, reaching with his left hand to touch it and score the run. Now the pitch to Deloach is hit in the air towards left, and that's caught by Oliva for the final out of the inning. But the Red Ears have a very productive bottom of the fourth. They score 3 runs, and they do it with 3 hits. There were no errors and 1 man left. We go to the 5th inning here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Tacoma 6, Salt Lake nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. Not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
On we go to the fifth inning. Tacoma 6, Salt Lake nothing is our score. Tommy Malone with a lot of run support today, and he will face Chris Oakey, Jordan Adams, and David Fletcher in the top of the fifth inning. Here's his pitch to Oakey, and it is swung on and popped up on the right side. Shiner, the first baseman, now in foul territory, makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the top of the fifth. Malone gets Oakey to foul out, and now Jordan Adams is the batter. Adams is 0 for 2 with a bouncer to the pitcher and a fly out to deep right. And now a swing and a liner down the left field line. Foul. That's a strike. Well, big news in the majors today. Word has come out that the Angels are not going to trade Shohei Ohtani. They're close enough in the race where they are going to keep Ohtani. So here's one down low. Now, Ohtani's a free agent after this season, but there was some thought that maybe the Angels would trade him to try to get a nice load of prospects or something for him. But they've come out and said that they are committed to trying to make the playoffs this season. So here's one down low to Adams. They even had a statement that said that they're committed to making a run this season, along with having Angels fans see Ohtani through September and hopefully into October. The best way to make the playoffs is through addition, not subtraction. There's a swing and a miss for a strike. So cancel your dreams of trading for Shohei Ohtani if you're a Mariner fan or a fan of any other team. Going to have to try to get him in the free agent market in the winter. Two-two pitch, swung on and yanked foul down the third baseline. So 2-2 the count to Jordan Adams. Next pitch from Malone down low, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now a swing and a bouncer to the left side, and Gregorius and Haggerty bump into one another, and that costs the ability to throw out Jordan Adams. So Adams is aboard with an infield single. This was a weak grounder to Gregorius. Haggerty kind of overzealous, ranging to his left to try to field it. And he bumped into Gregorius. And that caused Gregorius to have to double clutch. And Adams has an infield hit. Fourth hit for Salt Lake, all infield singles. Here's Fletcher, who has one of those infield hits. He's 1 for 2, and he fouls a pitch down the first baseline for strike one. Now this pitch is inside for a ball. Now this pitch is fouled off on the first base side. 1-2. Malone's 1-2 pitch swung on and lined up the middle, and that's into center field, a clean base hit. And moving up to second and stopping there is Adams. Fletcher has his second hit of the game. And now Salt Lake is threatening with two on and one out, and their number three hitter, Kevin Padlo, coming to the plate. Padlo with an infield single and a strikeout so far, but he's got power. He could cut this lead in half with one swing, so the Rainiers need to be careful with him. Malone looks in for the signs from Severino. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the ball comes out of the mitt of Severino, and the runner at second base, Adams, thought Severino was going to make a pickoff throw to second base and did not take off towards third. Owen won the count to Padlo. Right, here's up 6-0. We're in the top of the fifth. Malone's 0-1. Swung on and hit high in the air towards left center field. Back is Hummel and Deloach, and Deloach will make the catch. Tagging at second is Adams. He's going to third. Strong throw is not in time. Adams gets in there just ahead of the tag from Haggerty as Deloach threw a one-hopper on the money to third and nearly got the speedy Jordan Adams. Deloach caught this ready to fire. And this was a perfect throw right on the money to Haggerty. And Adams barely made it in there safely. The trailing runner moved up as well, Fletcher. So runners are at second and third with two outs for Daniel Murphy. Murphy has walked and flied out so far. He's 0 for 1. Haggerty with the, or Malone with a pickoff throw to second. Or no, pardon me, that was an appeal. An appeal play to see if Adams left second base too early when he tagged up. And the base umpire says no, he tagged up in time. Gave the safe indication. All right, now the pitch to Murphy, and it's grounded to the right side and through into right field, a base hit. Adams scores. Here comes Fletcher. He's going to score as well. A two-run single for Daniel Murphy, and the Bees are on the board. It is now Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 2. So Daniel Murphy with a two-run single to right, jumping on the first pitch from Malone. Now Jack Lopez is the batter. Lopez is 0 for 2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Malone's pitch is lined, and that's into right center field. Could be extra bases. Over to cut it off is Deloach. Coming to third is Murphy. They're going to hold him there, and diving into second base is Lopez. And runners are at second and third with two outs. So Salt Lake starting to get some hard hits during this third trip through the lineup against Malone. And Jairo Cuevas, the Red Ears pitching coach, is going to the mound, and we might start to see some action in the Tacoma bullpen. Malone with a pitch count in the upper 80s right now. There are two outs here in the fifth. It is 6-2. The problem is there are runners at second and third, and if Salt Lake gets one more hit and two runs score, all of a sudden the Rainiers' big lead is a small lead. Zach Humphreys is the hitter. He's 1 for 2 with an infield single in this game. Here's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. Murphy's the runner at third, Lopez at second. Rainier's with the infield back with two outs. Outfield is straight away. Now the 1-0 to Humphreys is fouled back. Counts even, 1-1. Six runs, nine hits, one error for Tacoma. Two runs, seven hits, one error for Salt Lake. The 1-1 pitch, popped up foul, and that's out of play on the first base side into the seats. 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is on its way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Malone gets him, and that closes out the top of the fifth inning. Big out right there as Salt Lake scores two runs in the top of the fifth. They do it with four hits. There were no errors, two runners left stranded in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 2.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Heading to the bottom of the fifth inning, it's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 2. Right here sending Adam Engel, Mark Mathias, and Pedro Severino to the plate this inning. Cesar Valdez still in there. He's at 72 pitches through four innings and has allowed six runs, but the Bees are going to try to get a little more out of him. Here's his first pitch to Adam Engel, and it's in there for a called strike, 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch on its way. Outside for a ball, 1-1. The Bees could, and I'm speculating here, be a little short of the bullpen today. Here's one down low for a ball, 2-1. The Angels had their game at Detroit to get rained out, and so they're playing a doubleheader tomorrow. Now the 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 2-2. And when, you know, Major League team plays a doubleheader, they get to add an extra player, and the extra player, the 27th man that they call up, is almost always a relief pitcher. Now the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Engel struck out. So it's reasonable to think that the Bees may have a player or two in the bullpen unavailable because of that situation with the big league team. In fact, they may have had someone already get on an airplane today. Here's Mark Mathias. He's 1-for-2 with a single, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Offering up high for a ball, 2-0. Right, here's with Casey Sadler warming up in the pen. Just activated from the injured list today. Here's a swing and a fly towards right, and Phillips has it lined up, and he makes the catch. Mathias flies to right. He's 1-for-3 today, and two away for Pedro Severino, who led off last inning with a double that started a three-run rally. And the pitch to Severino is taken for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, swung on and pulled the foul down the left field line. Severino, by the way, caught Cesar Valdez in the big leagues with the Baltimore Orioles. And so they're squaring off in this game, and you may see some emotional reactions by both of them as their buddies. So here's a swing and a fly towards right center. This is well hit. It's deep, and Adams, and he can't get it. It's out of here. Severino homers to right center field off Cesar Valdez with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. And the Rainiers now lead this game 7-2. So Pedro Severino drills one to right center, and it had enough on it to carry out of here. And that is Severino's third homer as a Rainier. Phillips and Adams just had to watch it go. Severino with two extra base hits tonight. Here's Riley Unruh, and he takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch down and in and past the feet of Unruh. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is called a strike, 2-1. Now a swing and a bouncer up the first baseline, foul. So two balls, two strikes to Riley Unruh in his first Tacoma start. 27-year-old multiple position player from New Orleans. And the pitch is down low. So full count, 3-2. On deck is Haggerty. Valdez into his motion, and the 3-2 pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still 3-2. Riley Unruh, son of a big leaguer, Tim Unruh. 3-2, swing and a foul tip. Born in New Orleans, but grew up in Arizona and attended high school in Mesa. Next pitch. Misses ball four. Unroh draws the walk. Second walk issued by Cesar Valdez. Runner at first with two down for Sam Haggerty, who has already doubled and homered today. There goes the runner. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second, and it trickles into center field. Unroh will just stay at second base. He has his first Tacoma stolen base this year, putting himself in scoring position with two outs. Owen won the count to Haggerty. And the pitch swung on and tapped up the third baseline. That's going to work for a base hit. Infield single for Haggerty. Just a little dribbler up the third baseline. Padlo was playing deep, and Haggerty gets an infield single out of the deal. Unroh takes third. So runners at the corners with two outs for Cooper Hummel. That's 11 hits now for the Rainiers today. And Haggerty is on cycle watch. He needs a triple. He'll get for sure one more at bat today, possibly more. And we don't, really closely watch for a possible cycle when the hit that's needed is a triple. However, Haggerty is really fast, and the triple is a more realistic possibility for him. Well, here's a trip to the mound by the pitching coach for the Bees, Darren Ebert. Talking things over with Valdez and just giving him a rest for a moment. They still don't have anyone up in the bullpen. Oh, I stand corrected. Now throwing in the Salt Lake bullpen is left-hander Colton Ingram. And he's just getting started now. Well, Hummel will bat with runners at the corners and two outs. He has singled and walked today and scored two runs, and he swings and hammers a foul on the first base side out in front of an off-speed pitch. That is strike one. Well, one pitch inside for a ball, one and one. Now a swing and a miss and a change, and the count goes to one and two. This pitch bounces up to the plate. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count to Hummel with runners at the corners. Valdez comes set. And the pitch is down and in. Full count, three and two. Runner from first, Haggerty will take off with his pitch. There he goes, the 3-2, pulled sharply, foul towards our cameraman on the first base side, and hope he's all right. The Bees trainer is checking on our cameraman, who seems to be saying he's all right, but thanks for looking out for him. Jonathan Fierro, the Salt Lake trainer. All right, 3-2 pitch to Hummel is swung on, and that's fouled away on the third base side. Still 3-2. Again, the 3-2 is swung on and lined towards center. On comes Adams, and he can't get it. It falls in. Scoring from third is Unro. Haggerty's being waved around third. He's going to score. And in at second base is Cooper Hummel, and the Red Ears now lead it to 9-2. Adams tried a diving catch and just missed coming up with that one. Hummel ends up with a two-run double. That's going to do it for Valdez. The Red Ears really got to him today. The Salt Lake Bees acting manager today takes the ball from him. That's Jack Santora, as he's going to make the move here and bring in the lefty Ingram from the bullpen. Valdez gives him 4 2/3 today. We'll take a break here with two outs at the bottom of the fifth. Our score is Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It is 9-2, Tacoma leads Salt Lake. New pitcher for the Bees, left-hander Colton Ingram will face Didi Gregorius. Runner at second with two outs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There, strike one. Now Ingram checks the runner at second. Here comes the 0-1, and it swung on and popped up on the third base side. Padlo into foul territory, drops the ball. My goodness. That'll be an error on Padlo, as that should have been the last out of the inning. Now the wind's blowing, but still, this should be cut. Ingram's appearing in his eighth game, 0-2 with a 4.91 ERA for Salt Lake. And the next pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the base umpire. 1-2. Okay. Pilgrim's pitched a little bit in the big leagues for the Angels this year. Two appearances. Here's a swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. He's also spent the majority of this season with the Angels' double-A team, the ridiculously named Rocket City Trash Pandas, where he was very good. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Gregorius, and it's a fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. 94-mile-per-hour heater from the lefty. Here comes the 2-2, and it is inside, and it hit Gregorius, a breaking ball that came out of Ingram's hand funny, and it hit Didi Gregorius, so that'll put two on with two out for Jake Schiner. So Jake Schiner now the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a sac fly and an RBI today. Rainiers lead 9-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ingram with the pitch. And it's taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 down low, one ball, one strike. One pitch down in the dirt. 2-1 to Schiner. And Ingram. Been kind of all over the place here. Two-one pitch. Breaking ball called a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Hummel at second, Gregorius at first, the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards right center. This is playable, and it'll be the right fielder Phillips who makes the catch. Schiner is out, and the inning is over. Rainiers get three more runs in the fifth. That's three straight innings with three runs for the Rainiers. This time it required three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the sixth inning with the score, Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 2.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 2. right here is with a new pitcher, Casey Sadler, into the game. And this is a big moment for him. He was activated from the injured list today. He's been on it not just all of this season, but all of last year as well, as he had labrum surgery. And the first pitch is ball one. Sadler did have three rehab outings with Everett last week and pitched 2 2/3 innings. His pitch to Jared Oliva is taken inside. There's ball two. Sadler, a very successful reliever for the Mariners in 2021, posting a 0.67 ERA in 42 outings. His next pitch is bounced foul, and the count goes to 2-1. But then he had labrum surgery, that shoulder surgery, and that's a very tough one for pitchers to come back from. Takes a long time. And he is just now getting back into the swing of things. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Oliva, and it is swung on and fouled away. The count's even 2-2. Sadler, 33-year-old righty, originally started his career in the Pirates organization. 2-2 pitch, just a smidge down low with a cut fastball that came in at 88 miles per hour. So it's a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the payoff is swung on and popped up behind third. Back goes Gregorius down the line into foul ground. He makes the catch. D.D. Gregorius hauls in that pop fly, and one man is out in the top of the sixth inning. Sadler's in relief of Tommy Malone, who went 5 innings and allowed 7 hits, 2 runs, which were earned. Walked 1 and struck out 4. And Malone's in line for a win if the Rainiers bullpen can nail this one down. Sadler now with his pitch to Brett Phillips, and it's a fastball call to strike. 89 mile per hour cutter. Now his 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1. Sadler, born in Oklahoma and went to college there as well, but has settled in Seattle. He's a year-round resident with his family in Seattle. 1-1 pitch to Phillips inside for a ball, 2-1. He first joined the Mariners in 2020, midseason acquisition from the Cubs. 2-1 pitch is high for a ball, 3-1. Three-one pitch coming to Phillips, and it is popped up foul, and that'll get out of play and lands in the seats in front of the booth here. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. Swung on and lined towards the right center field, and that's going to get down and split the gap and go through to the fence. Phillips is at second base. He's going to try to stretch it, and the relay to third from Unroe is not in time on a pretty close play. It's a one-out triple for Brett Phillips. His second triple for the Bees this season. And that was a well-struck ball into the gap. Hit a 92-mile-per-hour sinker that was right over the middle of the plate. So now Chris Oakey will hit with a runner at third and one out, and since the Red Ears have a 7-run lead, they're going to leave the infield back. The pitch to Oakey is taken for a called strike, going 1. 91-mile-per-hour sinker. Oh, 1 pitch, low and away, 1 ball, 1 strike. Now a swing and a liner up the middle, and that gets through into center field. And scoring from third is Phillips. It's an RBI single for Chris Oakey, and it is a 9-3 ball game. So Oakey singles in Brett Phillips. To the mound is Pedro Severino. He's going to go talk to Sadler for a minute in the right ears. Begin warming up a right-hander in the pen. They're not going to let Sadler, at least not initially here, throw a whole lot of pitches in an outing as he is coming back from a major shoulder surgery. So his outings at first are going to be brief. Runner at first, one out, and the pitch to Jordan Adams is low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch down low, 2-0 the count. Pitch up and in, ball three. Well, reports are coming in that the Angels have made a trade with the White Sox. So now the 3-0 pitch is in for a strike. Jeff Passan of ESPN reporting that the Angels have acquired Lucas Giolito and Reynaldo Lopez from the White Sox, couple of pitchers, and they've traded their top position player prospect Edgar Cuero and pitcher Kai Bush, also a minor league prospect. Here's a foul tip by Adams. Full count now, 3-2. So no Salt Lake Bees getting moved today, but Angels adding pitching prior to the deadline. 3-2 pitch is lined over first, and that's a fair ball down the line, and that's going to be a base hit. Oakey's around second, headed to third. He'll stop there. Adams is in at second base with a double, and runners are at second and third with one out for David Fletcher. So Jordan Adams goes the other way and has a two-base hit. Runners at second and third with one out for Fletcher. Fletcher's 2-for-3 in this game. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball, 2-2. Two-oh pitch, called a strike, 2-1. Sadler now approaching 25 pitches in this outing. Here's his 2-1 offering to Fletcher. And it's low and away, ball three. Well, a walk would load him up. Padlo is on deck. Sadler comes set. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And it's outside, ball four. And Fletcher will head down to first base, so they're loaded up for Padlo, and John Russell's going to the mound and making the call to the bullpen. So we've got a break of the action as Sadler returns to the mound and returns to the active roster. And he's coming back from surgery. It's been a long time, but this initial outing didn't go the way he had hoped. A run is in and the bases are loaded with one out. We'll take a break for this pitching change in the top of the sixth. Our score, Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 3.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're at the top of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 3, but the Bees have the bases loaded with one out. And Kevin Padlo coming to the plate, and they have an opportunity to get back into this game. The Red Ears go to the bullpen, bring in Jose Rodriguez to try to see if he can escape this jam. The right-hander is ready, and here's his first pitch to Padlo, and it's a swing and a miss, and there's strike one. Rodriguez began this year in the Red Ears rotation, but has moved to the bullpen very recently. And this is just his fourth relief appearance. 1-6 with a 7.22 ERA overall, made 13 starts. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Padlo with Oki at third, Adams at second, and Fletcher at first. And the pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Rodriguez trying to put him away. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him. And there is the second out of the inning. Big strikeout right there for Jose Rodriguez coming in from the pen with the bases loaded and one out. There are now two outs. And the Major League veteran Daniel Murphy is coming to the plate. Murphy's a left-hand batter, 1-for-2, hit a two-run single his last time up, pitches in the dirt, there's ball one. So 1-0 the count. And Rodriguez with the next pitch to Murphy, and it's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Murphy's hit one home run so far in his first 23 games for Salt Lake, but it did come here at Cheney Stadium when the Bees were here 3 weeks ago. Next pitch rolls away from the catcher Severino, and breaking home from third and scoring is Oki. And the other runners move up as well. Adams takes third, and Fletcher to second. So it is now 9-4. I think they called that a passed ball on Severino. So 2-1 to Murphy. And the pitch is a swing and a foul, and the count's even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is up and away, ball three. Well, first base is open. On deck is Jack Lopez. Runners at second and third with two outs. 3-2 to Murphy is just outside. Ball four. Fans wanted a call on that one. Well, the bases are loaded for Lopez, who was up with the bases loaded in the first inning and flied out. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip. Now the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. Here comes the 1-1 from Rodriguez. And it's swung on and chopped towards short. Gregorius fields it and slings it to second for the force out on Murphy, and that closes out the top of the sixth inning. Bees get two runs back, and they do it with three hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rainiers lead the Bees by a score of 9-4. And the Rainiers will send to the plate here Zach Deloach to get things started to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Colton Ingram still in there for Salt Lake. And his first pitch to Deloach is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Ingram faced just two hitters last inning, got the final out of the fifth. The lefty's 0-1 pitch to Deloach is swung on and lifted foul down the third baseline and out of play. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Deloach. Wind is still blowing in strongly from center field. You wouldn't know it from the scoreboard that says 9-4, but the wind's been blowing straight in for most of this night. 0-2 pitch to Deloach is grounded foul, first base side. Rainiers have hit a couple of homers with Haggerty and Severino both going deep. Now the 0-2 pitch coming to Deloach. And it is a swing and a miss, that strike three. Got him with a slider and one man is out in the bottom of the sixth. Now Adam Engel will be the hitter. He's 1-for-2 with a double, a strikeout, and he's been hit by a pitch. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Engel. One pitch in for a called strike, 0-2. Now here's one outside, one ball, two strikes. One, two pitch is up and away, 2-2. We'll check out our Seattle Mariner Farm Report as there was one very unique game last night in the Mariners farm system. Here's the 2-2 to Engel, and he bounces it to short, fielded by Fletcher, throw to first, in time for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mark Mathias will be the batter. Everett played at Vancouver last night. And pitched a no-hitter for 11 innings. And lost in the 12th after allowing two hits. Ponder that for a moment. Here's the pitch to Mathias. And it's in there for a strike. The Aqua Sox starter, Raul Alcantara, pitched six no-hit innings. It was 0-0 when he was done. 0-1 pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-1. They went to the pen. They started bringing in guys for an inning here, an inning there. At the end of nine innings, they were still pitching a no-hitter, and it was still 0-0. 1-1 pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. So now we're putting automatic runners at second base, and they still couldn't score, Everett or Vancouver. Vancouver, by the way, a Blue Jays affiliate. They didn't get a hit in the 10th. 10-inning no-hitter. And they went to the 11th. Next pitch is outside. At the bottom of the 11th, still 0-0. Everett brought in Leon Hunter Jr., who actually had a cameo with the Rainiers earlier this year. He pitched a no-hit bottom of the 11th. They went to the 12th. In the top of the 12th, Everett scored a run to go up 1-0. So there's a foul tip by Mathias. They were working on an 11-inning no-hitter. They had a 1-0 lead going to the bottom of the 12th. Hunter had already pitched the 11th. They brought him, left him in for the bottom of the 12th. He gave up two hits and lost the game 2-1 in the 12th inning. That must have been painful for the Aqua Sox. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Mathias goes down swinging, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. The Red Ears do not score for the first time since the second inning. We go to the seventh. It's Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 4.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the seventh inning. Rainiers lead Salt Lake 9-4. Zach Humphries, Jared Oliva, and Brett Phillips to bat at the top of the seventh inning. Jose Rodriguez got the final two outs in the sixth, and he stays in the game here for the seventh. Humphries 1-for-3. In this game, and the pitch is poured in there for a called strike. 95 mile per hour heater. 0-1 the count. Next delivery from Rodriguez is a off speed pitch and a check swing strike by Humphries, and it's 0-2. O-2 pitch, a little bit high. 1-2. Now swung on, bounced to the left side, and at third, Haggerty has it and throws to first in time for the out. And one man is gone at the top of the seventh. So Rodriguez gets Zach Humphries to bounce out to third. And now Jared Oliva will be the batter. Another note from the farm. Last night, the Mariners Double-A team, Arkansas, was having a great year. They beat the Royals affiliate, Northwest Arkansas, 4-3. It was a bullpen game for the Mariners Double-A team. And they had some hitting stars of note. So the pitch to Oliva is low and away for a ball. They had a two-run homer from their cleanup man, Robbie Tenorowicz. His 16th homer, he's hitting .290 with an OPS of .913. It's been steady for them all season as here's a swing and a foul back by Oliva. And Arkansas also had two hits and an RBI from Caden Polkovich, who has been injured for most of this season, but just recently got healthy and has been playing every day for the Double-A team. Next pitch is just outside for a ball to Oliva. 2-1. Two-one pitch. Misses inside. Just barely. Correction on the count. It's 2-2 to Oliva.
Two,
Now this one is swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. Three-two pitch coming. Called strike three at the knees. And down goes Oliva, and that's the second out here at the top of the seventh inning. Jose Rodriguez got him with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Now Brett Phillips is the hitter. He's 1-for-3 with a triple and a run scored. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Top of the seventh inning, Rainiers lead 9-4. And the 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball. One-one pitch, swung on, bounced foul. Well, one ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it's a swing and a foul back. Rodriguez trying to pitch a three up, three down inning. Here comes his 1-2 on its way to Phillips. And it is high. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Called strike three, and down goes Phillips, and that closes out the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. Jose Rodriguez looking sharp tonight, and we have reached the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the scores. Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears out in front of the Salt Lake Bees 9-4. New pitcher for Salt Lake, Cam View, in from the pen. And the lefty's first pitch to Pedro Severino is fouled back. There's strike one. Hugh, the third pitcher used by Salt Lake today. The last guy, Colton Ingram, worked one and a third scoreless with two strikeouts. Hit a batter with a pitch. Here comes the 0-1 to Severino, and it is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Severino's had a nice game, a double and a homer, has scored two runs. Hugh now with his pitch, and it is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Hughes in his 34th game, 4-3 with a 6.70 ERA. View from the Pirates organization. He played for both the Pirates and Indianapolis last year. Here's his 1-2 to Severino, and it's grounded to the third baseman. Padlo fields it and throws to first for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the seventh inning. So Severino retired, and now Riley Unruh is the hitter. Mariners won today. In a day game at Minnesota, they won a high-scoring affair, 8-7. They scored, the Mariners did, in each of the first six innings of that game. That was started by arguably the Twins' best pitcher, Joe Ryan, as there's a swing and a miss by Unruh. Dylan Moore had a huge game. He was 3-for-4 with two homers and four runs batted in. And Julio might be heating up. The 0-1 to Unruh is low for a ball, 1-1. Julio was 3-for-5 with a homer and scored three runs. And he had two homers yesterday, right? So, he is heating up. Not might be, he is. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. 1-2 to Unruh. Andres Munoz nailed down the save for the M's. The M's took two out of three on the road at Minnesota and are back to two games over 500 at 52-50. Now the 1-2 pitch is high, 2-2. They have a day off in the middle of their road trip tomorrow and then start up at Arizona against a very good young Diamondbacks team beginning on Friday night. There's a swing and a high fly to right field. Phillips lining it up, and he makes the catch, and Unruh is retired. Two down in the bottom of the seventh for Sam Haggerty. Well, Haggerty is a triple shy of hitting for the cycle. He has singled, doubled, and homered. He has driven in three runs. He has scored three runs. He's fast. A triple is a possibility. He's hit two of them this season in just 30 games for the Rainiers. And the pitch from View is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. He would have to shoot one into the gap, maybe right center, or the other way to the right field corner, or over the center fielder's head. Well, he drives one towards left center, but this is playable for Adams, and he makes the catch. And the inning is over. Three up, three down. The Rainiers go in order in the bottom of the seventh inning. We're on our way to the eighth with the score Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 4.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
On we go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 4. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Riley O'Brien, comes in to work the top of the eighth. And he'll face Chris Oakey, Jordan Adams, and David Fletcher. Jose Rodriguez was terrific tonight. 1 2/3, scoreless, no hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. He looked really sharp. Here's the pitch to Oakey, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. O'Brien in his 32nd appearance, 1-4, 6 saves, and a 2.57 ERA. 51 strikeouts in 35 innings for O'Brien, who pumps one in there for a called strike, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch coming, and it is swung on and nubbed out in front of the plate, out to pick it up Severino. Little toss to first in time for the out. Nicely done by Pedro Severino, and one away at the top of the eighth inning. Full swing by Oakey, but he hit a ball that was like a bunt, and Severino on it quickly. Nice little bare hand pick up and throw. So one out for Jordan Adams, who's 2-for-4 with a infield single and a double. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is outside. One pitch, fastball, called a strike, a 95-mile-per-hour heater at the bottom of the zone. 1-2. And the pitch now is looped out into center, and that's going to drop in for another hit for Jordan Adams, his third hit of this game. A one-out single to center field, and he is on for David Fletcher. Fletcher's 2-for-3 with 2 singles and a walk, and the pitch is outside. There's ball one. Pitch swung on, bounced foul, 1-1. Creeping away from first is Adams, who's a terrific base stealer. Leads the league in stolen bases. And the 1-1 pitch is wrapped on the ground, foul on the third base side. Adams with 34 steals. He had a string of 20 consecutive safe stolen base attempts come to an end. last night when Brian O'Keefe threw him out trying to steal in the fourth inning. Now the 1-2. No, a turn and a throw to first, and diving back in safely is Adams. One-two pitch with the runner going. Swing and a miss, strike three. Throw down to second base, goes into center field, and Adams will get up and head to third. Deloach throws over there, but Adams is in, standing up. So Fletcher strikes out for the second out of the inning. But Adams steals second and takes third on a throwing error by the catcher. So runner at third, two down for Kevin Padlow, who's 1-for-4 with a single tonight. O'Brien trying to close out the eighth, protecting a 5-run lead. And here's his pitch, and it is taken at the knees for a strike. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss, and a curve, and the count goes to 0-2. It's that Riley O'Brien curveball, outstanding breaking ball. So 0-2 to Padlow. O'Brien to the plate, and it's a curve outside. 1-2. Rainiers scored 3 runs in the third, 3 runs in the fourth, and 3 runs in the fifth. The 1-2 to Padlow. Swung on, broken bat, grounder, slowly hit to short. Gregorius picks it up, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. No runs for Salt Lake in the top of the eighth. They had a hit, there was an error, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 4.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth. The Red Ears with a 9-4 lead over the Salt Lake Bees. Cooper Hummel stands in to lead things off. He's been on base 3 times today. The pitch from the lefty Cam View is in at the knees for a called strike. Hummel has singled, doubled, walked, and twice he has scored. He's also driven in 2 runs. Big game for Cooper. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and an off-speed pitch, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, and now Hummel uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box. Game three of this series is tomorrow at 7:05. O-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Hummel, I think, is arguing that he may have foul-tipped that, but he's out. He has struck out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. View with his first strikeout. And now Gregorius is the batter. Plays one for three with an RBI single. Now a swing and a miss and a breaking ball there, strike one. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Rainiers are starting Marcus Walden tomorrow. He had a strong outing his last time out. Salt Lake does not have a listed starting pitcher for tomorrow. TBD. Here comes the 0-2 to Gregorius. And he pops it up on the infield. The shortstop, Fletcher, is going to make the catch, and that's out number two. So Gregorius is retired, two down, and now Jake Shiner will be the hitter. Shiner's 0 for 3 with a sac fly and an RBI in this one. Rainiers haven't had a hit since the fifth inning, but they had 12 before that and scored 9 runs, so doesn't really get noticed, as here's a pitch in for a strike, 0-1. But the Salt Lake bullpen's been very good in this one. Colton Ingram and Cam View, the two lefties. 0-1 pitch, down and in, 1-1. Rainiers are going to go to Matt Festa in the ninth, it appears. He's warming up at the pen. Now the 1-1 pitch is outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. Mile-per-hour fastball from Cam View. Here's his 2-2 to Shiner. Down and in, ball three. On deck is Zach DeLoach. Shiner's the only player in the Rainiers lineup without a hit today. Cleanup man. The pitch, well, it's not getting one here. It's inside for ball four, so Shiner will head down to first base. Now all nine players have reached base in this game for Tacoma. They've had six different players drive in runs. Here's Zach DeLoach. He is 1-for-4 with an RBI single back in the third inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. One pitch, swung on, fouled out of play on the third base side. 1-1. If you missed the news earlier today, and we talked about it on the pregame show quite a bit, but Mason McCoy traded today to the Toronto Blue Jays for relief pitcher Trent Thornton, who's joining the Rainiers. So here's a pitch down low for a ball. McCoy's been the Rainiers' starting shortstop for the last two seasons, but never had a chance with Seattle, and you know, blocked by J.P. Crawford. So it's good for him to go to a different organization. As here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes DeLoach, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. The Red Deers do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the ninth inning. The Red Deers are three outs away from a victory. It's Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 4.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
On we go to the ninth inning. The Red Deers lead Salt Lake 9-4. And they bring in Matt Festa to try to finish this one off. Festa leads the PCL with 14 saves. 1-0 with a 0.56 ERA. He's gone back and forth between the Mariners and the Rainiers this year. This is not a save situation here because the lead is 5 runs. It's got to be 3 runs or less. Or the tying run has to be in the on-deck circle. But here, a 5-run lead to start the inning. That does not qualify as a save opportunity. All right, Daniel Murphy to lead things off. He's 1-for-2 with a single and 2 walks and 2 runs batted in, and he takes the first pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0. Festa in relief of Riley O'Brien, who pitched a scoreless eighth, giving up 1 hit and striking out 1. Next pitch is a fastball just inside, 2-0. So 2 balls, no strikes to Murphy, who has a very good eye. And the pitch is taken for a called strike on the outside edge. 2-1. Murphy calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Matt Festa, 30-year-old righty, born in Brooklyn. Now with this 2-1 pitch on its way to Murphy, and this is down and in, ball 3. Murphy will be followed by Jack Lopez and Zach Humphreys here in the ninth. 3-1 pitch, ball 4. Leadoff walk issued by Festa as Murphy heads down to first base, and now Lopez will be the hitter. Festa in 32 innings for the Rainiers has now walked 12 and struck out 27. He's given up only 11 hits. Pitch to Lopez is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery down low, 2-0, and Festa having a little trouble finding the strike zone here. Now the 2-0 is on its way, and this is just inside, ball 3. 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Festa. Leading from first is Murphy. 3-0 pitch. Just misses ball four. Back-to-back walks start the ninth inning with a 5-run lead. And not what anyone wants to see on the right ear side of things. Pedro Severino goes to the mound to talk to Festa for a moment, as the catcher, Zach Humphries, will be the batter. Looks like Jairo Cuevas is out there to talk to Festa as well. Festa has been incredibly reliable as the Red Ears closer this season. Conference on the mound breaks up. Here's Humphries, right-hand hitter, who's 1-for-4 with an infield single in this game. And Festa's pitch is taken outside for a ball with a slider. It's 1-0. Now the 1-0 is in there for a strike. There we go. 9 of the first 10 pitches missed the zone. Now the 1-1 coming to Humphries, and this is just inside, ball two. Now the 2-1 pitch is a fastball at the knees for a called strike, 2-2. Well, now Humphries will look to swing the bat. Festa's ready. And the 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. Jared Oliva on deck. 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded back to Festa. He throws to Unroh at second for one. On to first for two, a double play. Just like that, two men are gone and the Red Ears are an out away from victory. Humphries with a bouncer back to the mound, and Festa turning the double play through second baseman Riley Unroh. So runner at third, two down. And Oliva is the batter. And the pitch is up and in for a ball with a slider, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0. And there's a fastball call to strike, and the count's 1-1. Two down in the ninth. Red Ears trying to seal this one up. 1-1 pitch. High for a ball, 2-1. Red Ears have lost their last three games, and they've all been one-run games. Here comes the 2-1 pitch on its way. And that's a called strike with a slider. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Now Festa's 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air towards right. Going back, Matthias. He's under it. And he makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Red Ears are winners today. 9-4 is the final score. The Red Ears end the three-game losing streak. They pull back within two games of the 500 mark on the year at 48-50, and that includes a second-half record of 11-12. Tacoma wins it. 9-4 is the final. Stick around. We'll recap the scoring in this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
Rainiers win. They beat Salt Lake 9-4, the final score, and Tacoma ends a three-game losing streak, and they did it with a nice offensive showing today. Started out as a battle of change-up artists. Tommy Malone on the mound for the Rainiers. Cesar Valdez for the Bees, two of the elder statesmen in the Pacific Coast League. Both pitchers were strong early, and it was 0-0 going to the bottom of the third, but that's when the Rainiers got to Cesar Valdez. Riley Unruh making his first start for the Rainiers up from Double-A Arkansas, opened up the third inning with a single to center field, and then Sam Haggerty pulled a two-run homer to right, his fourth homer as a Rainier, and Tacoma was up 2-0. The inning continued. Cooper Hummel singled to second. With one out, he stole second and went to third when the throw got away. And then with two outs, he scored on a clutch hit from Zach Deloach that made it 3-0 Rainiers in the third. In the bottom of the fourth, still leading 3-0, the Rainiers tacked on three more. Pedro Severino led off with a double to left. And then with one out, Sam Haggerty doubled to right field, scoring Severino, and that made it a 4-0 Rainiers lead. Cooper Hummel followed with a walk. And then Didi Gregorius singled to bring in Haggerty from second base, and the Rainiers had a 5-0 lead. And they weren't done yet. They had runners at second and third with only one out, and Jake Shiner got another run in with a sac fly to right field, scoring Hummel, and it was 6-0 Tacoma after four innings. Tommy Malone's third trip through the lineup in the fifth inning led to a couple of runs as Jordan Adams and David Fletcher hit singles, and with two outs, Daniel Murphy singled to right, bringing in the two runners and making it 6-2. Malone ended up going five innings today, allowing two runs on seven hits. Walked only once, struck out four, needed 92 pitches, most of them coming in that last inning. In the bottom of the third, the Red Ears really opened it up with a two-out rally. Two outs, no one on. Pedro Severino homered to right center field, and he has homered in two of his last three games. That made it 7-2. Then Cesar Valdez walked Riley Unruh. Sam Haggerty reached on an infield single. And then Cooper Hummel doubled in two runs. And Tacoma was ahead 9-2 in the fifth inning. And Hummel's hit also knocked out the starter, Cesar Valdez. Good thing the Rainiers scored nine runs against Valdez, because they didn't even get a hit against the Bees bullpen over the final 3 1/3 innings today. But no matter, because the Rainiers bullpen was good as well. Although Salt Lake did get two runs in the sixth against Casey Sadler, making his first appearance of the season for the Rainiers, just activated from the injured list. He's been out for a year and a half with labrum surgery on his right shoulder. Salt Lake scored two runs against him in the sixth, and Tacoma had to bring in Jose Rodriguez to get the final two outs, which he did, and Rodriguez then pitched a three-up, three-down seventh. Riley O'Brien, a scoreless eighth. Matt Festa, a scoreless ninth. Raiders win it tonight, 9-4, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 9 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. They left 8 on base. 4 runs for Salt Lake on 11 hits, 2 errors, left 12 on. Malone gets the win. He's 4-1. Lost to Valdez. He's 4-4. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 51 minutes. The attendance, 6,866. Red Ears improved to 48-50 on the year, and Salt Lake falls to 47-50. Game 3 of the 6-game series is tomorrow night at 7:05. Marcus Walden for the Red Ears. To be announced for the Salt Lake Bees. We'll start our pregame show at 6:55. Red Ears win at 9-4. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Red Ears win 9-4. Let's check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Had some positive developments up north. Well, they weren't up north. They were in Minnesota. But the Mariners, they won today. They beat the Twins 8-7 as Seattle scored in each of the first six innings of a day game. And Dylan Moore had a big game, three hits with two homers and four runs batted in. Julio Rodriguez had three hits and a homer, scored three times as Bryce Miller wasn't as effective today in terms of run prevention, but he left with the lead and got the win. Got a lot of run support. He's now 7-3, and Andres Munoz picked up the save, his second. So the Mariners beat the Twins 8-7. Other finals in the American League, Cleveland beat the Royals 8-3 as Jose Ramirez homered twice and drove in three. Angels at Detroit postponed rain. They'll do a doubleheader tomorrow. And Texas hammered Houston in Houston 13-5. As Adolis Garcia hit a grand slam during a 7-run fifth inning, and the Rangers now lead the West by 2 games over the Astros. In the National League, the Nationals of Washington were trailing the Rockies 4-1 going to the bottom of the ninth, and they scored 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth and beat Colorado 5-4. C.J. Abrams had the walk-off RBI single. Milwaukee shut out Cincinnati 3-0 as Freddie Peralta tossed 6 scoreless and struck out 13. The Pirates hit 3 solo homers and knocked off San Diego 3-2 in San Diego. Homers by Carlos Santana, the former Mariner, Brian Reynolds, who never turned out to be a Mariner, and G-Man Choi, former Rainier, going deep for the Pirates today as well. And speaking of homers, the Cardinals hit 5 of them and beat Arizona 11-7 in Phoenix. 2 of those 5 homers hit by the rookie Nolan Gorman. Most of the games in the majors today were interleague games. There were 7 of them. Marlins beat the Rays 7-1 as Sandy Alcantara flashed the Cy Young form, pitching a complete game with 7 strikeouts, giving him just 5 hits. Toronto hammered the Dodgers 8-1, and they took 2 out of 3 in that series. Yusei Kikuchi allowed 106 innings for the W for the Jays. Whit Merrifield with a 3-run homer. Phillies beat Baltimore 6-4. Edmundo Sosa with a go-ahead homer in the bottom of the 7th inning for Philadelphia. Yankees had a good start from Carlos Rodon, and they beat the Mets 3-1. Rodon getting his first win for the Yankees this year. Big free agent signing who's been injured and ineffective until today. Great game today against the Mets. The Red Sox finish a 2-game sweep of the Braves with a 5-3 victory. Justin Turner with a go-ahead 2-run double in the 7th inning. The Cubs scored 6 runs in the 5th and beat the White Sox on the south side 10-7. Ian Happ and Cody Bellinger hit back-to-back homers. And the Giants and A's were tied 3-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning in San Francisco, and Austin Slater hit a pinch hit two-run homer to give the Giants the lead. They tacked on a few more and won the game 8-3. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here at Tacoma. The Red Ears beat Salt Lake 9-4. We'll be back with more after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
Rainiers win. They beat Salt Lake 9-4. Won this one with offense. Big offensive showing today. 9 runs on 12 hits. We've been wondering how the offense was going to cope with the loss of Taylor Trammell and Cade Marlowe. And the scoring has been down a little bit in recent games, but not today. And the leaders today, Sam Haggerty, single, double, homer. 3 runs scored, 3 runs batted in. Cooper Hummel, 2 hits and a walk, scored 2 runs, drove in a pair. Pedro Severino doubled and homered, scored twice. Just some offense from other sources, and that's really good to see as the Red Ears hang 9 runs on the scoreboard and beat Salt Lake today 9-4. A couple other finals in the league. Albuquerque loses at home to Sacramento and Sean Gelly 8-1. El Paso edged Round Rock 7-6. These other two games are just the Nevada games. Well, they just finished in Reno. Oklahoma City beat Reno 13-11. And then Vegas and Sugar Land are going at it still, too. They're in the ninth inning in Vegas. The Aviators coming to the plate, trailing Sugar Land 11-10. So slugfests in Nevada today in Reno and Vegas. Well, the Red Ears host Salt Lake tomorrow night, game 3 of this 6-game series that has gone 1-1 so far. Marcus Walden starts for Tacoma. Salt Lake starter to be determined. It could end up being a bullpen game. I don't know. But that starts at 7:05 tomorrow. We'll start up our broadcast stream at 6:55 with the pregame show. Rainiers win tonight 9-4. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Have a great rest of your night.